Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Medan.
And alongside him is Jeff Ellis for Monday, September 19th, 2011, or as I said earlier in the five-minute football fix, the Monday of September 19th.
It is the Monday, September the 19th. Jeffrey, today is episode 7.18, the Week 2 Recap Show.
With everything except Monday Night Football. And for those who can't get used to
that.
The change.
They got that now.
We've gotten some mail, Steve. People are like,
did we?
Oh, you're throwing me for a loop here, guys.
Yeah.
We're sorry, but this is what fits with the schedule.
This is the new schedule.
Jump on board, man.
I might be jumping on the Cam Newton bandwagon.
Oh, my gosh.
I might be driving it.
I think you should get in the business of building bandwagons.
I will nigh be putting a icon tattoo on my buttocks. I know. I've seen the. We'll get to that.
People are clamoring for Steven to get tattooed.
There will not be
get
a tattoo.
Ink, baby.
But we've got 15 games already done in week two, and it was just great football. Lots of overs, like I keep saying. Over, baby.
When are we going to get over the overs?
We knocked our lock of the week out of the park.
That's right.
Even though it took overtime. But
hey,
we didn't need the overtime.
It takes.
But yeah, whatever.
Speaking
it takes.
Overtime, the only overtime game of the season, as far as I know.
We were there.
We'll give you our memories from the 49ers Cowboys game.
We will put up some very nice pictures.
Will I?
Of the event.
You just gave me more work to do.
Well, you'll give me the pictures, and I'm sure I'll put them up anyways. All of this is coming up, Jeffrey, right now. Wait, that's the wrong one.
Thanks. It's been nice seeing you all. Good night.
Right now.
Oh, I thought we were done.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Jeffrey, I am just, I was a little, not, something, I need a word bigger than excited.
Thrilled.
I was a little more than thrilled.
Ecstatic.
I was ecstatic that we were in San Francisco to catch the thrilling victory by the Cowboys over the San Francisco 49ers. Just the people that were there, and we got to do some mingling after the game, and you got tossed out of the Cowboys locker room.
That's not true. I just got in trouble. I didn't get tossed out.
You got in trouble. It's just great. We're a part of it, man.
Let me tell you, for everyone who thinks that they can sit on their living room couch and watch the Red Zone and that's enough, or watch your game on television, it's not. The roar of the crowd, you can picture the scene.
When it happens, how it happens,
yep.
When it kicks up. I mean, yeah, I understand for everybody who's like, I just want to watch it in the comfort of my home.
I get it.
My television.
I get it.
Trust me, I like to do that
but
as
no,
well.
But no, you're missing something significant.
Yeah, you do for every, you know what? And
Steven and I mean, it was a rough day. I am tired.
Oh, I'm still
beat I didn't
down.
Have one drop of alcohol yesterday, nope. And I feel like I'm hungover. I feel beaten up.
We did get beat up.
We flew at 8:30 in the morning up to San Francisco. We drove 90 minutes to go 15 miles.
But it did feel like we drove. That's why.
Yes. 17 miles, 90 minutes because of the traffic.
It felt like a
drove. Of everyone trying to get to the stick.
Yeah.
Then you walk all over Kingdom Come to find the media will call window because the security keeps telling you that it's one way, and then they lie, and it's the other way, and then they tell you it's the other way, and it's not. It's another way. And then you get inside, and you get settled, and the game kicks off, and it's so fast, and then all the press activities
after. This was the first game where we didn't have a little time to chill before the game.
We've never tried to do a one-day
that's true
fly, see a game, and fly home kind of situation.
Yeah, that was pretty
and that
crazy.
Was pretty rough. And then we planned it so that we would hopefully see all of Sunday Night Football on TV.
Yeah,
and we got
fact,
to a bar. We saw a lot of that at a bar.
We need to probably let's just be done with the show for today because we put in like 3 days worth of work yesterday.
We did.
And
I
then the
tell,
walking,
but
and Jeff still got the bum knee from
the
40-yard dash. Which, by the way, Jeffrey, when are
all
we making the 40-yard dash available to the rest of the world?
As soon as, okay, we're going to do public television pledge time. As soon as 10 more people give a little money.
Okay. There you go.
I remember, Steven, so they were showing Monty Python, the Holy Grail on public television when I was in high school. And they were doing that. They're interrupting the movie to beg for money. And so we were calling in high school. We pledge $1,000. Just start the damn movie.
We pledge $1,000. Did you fulfill the pledges?
Of course not. We were high school students.
All right. So you were crank calling.
Anyways, we were. But they showed all the people on the phones. Most of them weren't on the phone. We felt like we were helping.
Yes, yes.
We really felt like we were helping. So, anyways.
They're excited. We're like, hey, we got like pledges for like $1,000,000, but we only got $5.
Do you think I want more than the 200 people that have seen the 40-yard dash video seen it?
Probably not. But
okay, well, this is my bigger point.
All of the previous challenges
have been
punishments
public.
Became
Has
public to the whole world.
Anything been on the scale of this? Anything?
Probably not.
Okay. No, I...
I understand that you're not very, you know...
I don't come out looking like the best thing in the world here.
So, but still, it's...
I mean, the cheapest shot of all came from Ed.
Yeah, what did he say?
You live in L.A. Why are you so pale?
Yeah,
I'm like, come on.
I'm with Ed on that one.
I am a fat guy, and you're asking that I go out without a shirt on. Do you understand what you're asking for, Ed? Why would a fat person go out in the sun? we don't live in Italy. We don't live in France.
I do understand all of those concerns, and I understand the shots that you have taken from show
donors.
You got a good one today.
I got a good one today.
From Dutch Jan.
And what did he say?
She is he? Is it a he or
it's
she?
Jens. Go ahead. Jens? If it's the Dutch Jens. Guy, I know.
Well, they were like, hey, nice job, Jeff, and the Speedo didn't look all that bad.
Well, it's only because they don't make a Speedo that size, so we had to improvise with some underwear.
We did improvise.
Some green and blue striped underwear.
The guy running around the track still just thought you were a freak of nature.
He did, but he did say that I looked fat. He didn't say I was fast.
He was
but
he said, nice.
I know he was, but he said I looked nice. Fast.
We do need to make it available to the general public at
All right.
some point.
So, assuming we get 10 new show donors by Friday.
Okay.
Then it goes up.
We will keep watching.
And if we don't, we'll probably do it anyways. Put it up on Friday.
There you go. All right, so we've got all that out of the way. Jeffrey, I would say usually week two is known as upset weekend, but instead this became injury weekend.
Yeah, it did. Ship all
Mike
banged
Vick,
up.
Jamal Charles, broken ribs for Romo. I mean, everybody was getting...
We called it the dirtier dozen this morning on the 5-Minute Football Fix. And, man, you know, and these are... So many of these injuries, I think it's important to separate out, Stephen, the injuries that possibly could have been prevented with off-season training. And I want to add this one thing. You know what? I think I'm going to go into an Insta rant. Stephen, could you take me into an Insta rant, please?
Yeah, I'll give you a hit bang.
It's about
for
the
that?
New CBA.
That's all I can give you.
Yeah, that's fine. New CBA Insta rant. I'm hacked off beyond all control about what has been settled on in the new CBA regarding practice. The fact that guys are in full padded practice one day a week and there's no more two-a-days guarantees you that guys are not in shape to be hit and to practice hitting hard. You need to hit hard. You need to be hit hard if you're going to be ready to be hit on Sunday when you're getting hit even harder. And if you do not have the opportunity to get any of this in practice, because we bargained that away in the new CBA, and the owners foolishly said, you know what? More player injury is okay as long as we get a deal done.
I don't know.
That's not what they wanted, but that's what we're ending up with, Steven.
Because the league wants player safety.
They want player safety. Guess what they're not getting? They're not getting traumatic head blows. They're getting pulled hamstrings. They're getting ACL, MCL, PCL, NCL, DCL, and ZCL tears. It's
probably about four too many CL.
I made some of them up, but all cruciate ligaments can be destroyed.
Yes.
And hamstrings, quads, calf injuries, cramping. We're seeing injuries that are silly injuries that you generally don't see. And these things do not heal quickly. But like the hammy, them throwing Arian Foster back out there. I'm furious with that.
I tried. Well, because you drafted him. I told you not to.
I also, Steven, I wasn't a fool. I barely drafted Arian Foster.
Yeah.
I drafted his backup that's doing so well.
Ben Tate.
Ben Tate I drafted all over the place. Yeah. Traded him early to a couple of guys who needed him. Kept him in a place where a guy wouldn't take him.
Trust me, I'm very happy with Ben Tate.
The only guy I'm really happy with is the guy who didn't take Ben Tate off my hands. Because I drafted him everywhere just for trade bait.
Yeah.
And now I'm enjoying starting him every week and winning and going 8-2. And you went 9-1 in the Rants and Raves leagues. And picks were good this week.
Of today going, you know, yeah. 10-0
if certain guys certain get things. Hakeem Nicks go nameless.
Jeffrey, there are still some injuries. I mean, obviously Vic is a concussion. You can't blame that on.
No, that had nothing to do with being fit or the other team.
Romo's broken ribs. That had nothing
everything to do with his offensive line, though, being out of sorts.
Well, you know, and the Cowboys just keep getting hurt and hurt. And
their
hurt
center went down Phil yesterday. Costa. Phil Costa, which is just horrible.
So
it's pretty depressing where we were.
You know, and I still have not seen the hit on Jamal Charles. He got a torn ACL. Yeah. That's just been confirmed by the Kansas City Chiefs. He is out for the year now.
Yeah.
Can anything at worst? Tony Moyecki, star tight end.
Yeah,
gone.
He was good.
Eric Berry, star safety.
Yeah, he's real
gone.
Good.
Jamal Charles, star running back.
He's the best player on your team.
So who they got now? They got
Todd Haley trying to figure it out.
They got Matt
Castle.
And they
Castle. Got Matt. Have fun storming the castle.
I guess he could
castle.
Throw it to Dwayne Bowe a little bit.
A lot more, first of all. Second of all, though, he's going to be even more likely to be double covered.
I think you now get some more Thomas Jones back in the mix running the ball. You probably see Dexter McCluster running the ball.
But you're not going to play that. You're not going to stack eight in the box as often as you were.
I am putting right now three teams right now. Give me a bell. Give me something.
You've got all the sounds. All right. I left my iPad in the car.
Right now, three teams are being placed on the official 0-16 watch.
The OMG and 16 watch. That's what I want to call it.
OMG and 16 watch. The Kansas City Chiefs are one of them. The Seattle Seahawks are another one.
Yeah. And the Indianapolis Colts.
I don't want to really put them there just yet.
You should.
Can we see one more game?
You talked me into flopping over to them because you said they're not going to be that bad.
I took Cleveland.
I took you more literally.
You were
and
with
immediate.
Cleveland
I was.
With me, and then all of a sudden you changed without even talking to me about it. You just posted
I changed
it.
Protocol.
You did. You just posted it on. I'm official pick changing. I was like, we're driving. I'm driving with Trisha, and she's like, "Huh? Did Jeff call you say he was going to make a pick change?"
Tell her to mind her own business.
And I'm like, no, sweetie, why? He's like, because he just tweeted that he's taking the Colts now. And I'm like, why is he doing that? And then I was like, I would have tried to stop you.
But the Colts were in that game.
They were in that game. They
so
just
there you
were
go.
Never in that game.
Yes, they were. They just ended up
okay,
with field
they
goals.
Had a lead
they're
early.
Learning to drive the ball, which is a progress from last week.
They are, which I am sure that eventually
they'll
put some wins together. But that's why I don't want to put them in the 0-16. Seattle, dude, they got shut out.
They're horrible. They are horrible.
And Kansas City put up 3 points.
And how bad are the 49ers?
If somebody came up to you before the season started, Jeff, and they said, Jeffrey, the Detroit Lions at some point this season, they're going to put up 48 points, and they're going to hold a team to just three. Would you have laughed? I would have. I'd be like, come on. Hey, that's too much Kool-Aid drinking right
now. No, have you seen Ndamukong Suh? Yeah, he's one guy.
Yeah.
He's one guy, people. Reality test.
48-3 beat down. All right,
should
Jeffrey, we're going to get to the games just real quickly. Something that I did not allow us to put on the list earlier in the 5-Minute Football Fix, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Remember that we hadn't heard from anybody with the exception of their local beat writer.
Yeah, I told you that the Charlotte Observer said that he had tweaked his ankle.
Well, NFL.com is now reporting that he is wearing a boot on his ankle.
Is it for just precautionary reasons?
Stupid Lee Evans.
Lee Evans. Lee Evans, by the way, for precautionary purposes, was in a bucket of ice last night.
He didn't play in the game.
And he was in a bucket of ice.
He wasn't active.
You know, ice hurts.
Oh, and for Tim Tebow fans, the Denver Broncos are going to play him.
Yes, they did play him yesterday.
As a wide receiver. He's not going to play a quarterback as a wide receiver.
But he played it down yesterday.
And Fox, the head coach there for...
Fox, who will be called John.
John Fox, that's right. Has come out and says that Tebow will most likely see some playing time moonlighting as a wide receiver. I like how he said moonlighting.
I like that. I still don't, frankly, aside from fantasy football reasons, I don't know why they don't put back in the Wildcat package that they had last year that featured him at the goal line. He scored a lot of touchdowns there at the end of games. Mm. And it's not like, although we like Kyle Orton, it's not like he can get it in the end zone every time.
Two more things before we get to games. One, Tom Brady has come out in defense of Chad Ochocinco, saying everybody who's talking smack about you, they're wrong. They don't know how hard he's working.
So he's saying that Teddy Bruschi's wrong.
Yes.
He's saying, my guy on defense, Teddy Bruschi.
From a while ago. He's not on defense
now.
Yeah,
but Teddy always gave the impression that he and Tom are buds.
Okay. I mean, I guess they played
Tom
together.
Never gave the impression they were buds. That's what's fun about those things.
Let me give you Brady's quote just so that you know that
context.
You know about, yes. I will say this about all those guys, referring to everybody who's been banging on Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Teddy, mind you.
See?
He actually says that. I love Teddy, mind you. He's one of my great friends, and all those guys played for us. But honestly, none of those guys have a clue what they're talking about.
Did he actually say that?
He didn't say the freaking. I added the freaking. Okay. He just says none of those guys have any clue what they're talking about. They're outside of the locker room. They don't know what we're trying to accomplish here, and they don't know what Chad's doing.
There you go.
So he's like, with all due respect to Teddy, but they can think what they want. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what's going on. So that's the actual quote. Good for Brady. I think, you know, it's about time.
About time somebody stood
somebody
up for the guy.
Said, hey, you know, you're not in the locker room. You don't know what he's doing.
What's he's going? Far from a flake.
Just because he tweets one time that I
think these guys are amazing.
This is awesome.
It's like a video game. Doesn't mean Jack.
All right. So I needed to get that out there. Right. And you know what?
No,
for all
what...
our New England Patriot fans out there that always say that we hate the Patriots.
I do.
Okay. Great.
I don't hate. I admire too much. Why do you play that song if it's you're supposed to hate when you hear that song?
Wait a minute. In my family, I don't know if you know much about my family, Jeffrey.
I know more than most people that aren't
in
part of it.
In my family, the Empire and Darth Vader, they're pretty freaking cool.
Oh, your family isn't the family that lives with you now?
Yeah.
I know Emma loves Darth Vader.
Yes. I mean, Darth Vader is the bomb, okay?
Yeah. That's how twisted this family is. You brought my sister in and just wrapped her little brain around this nonsense.
We love Darth Vader. Darth Vader's the man, dude.
He's Anakin. He's just a sweet little boy.
He was just a sweet little boy.
Small fry, soon a Jedi.
Anyways, by the way, for my birthday, my wife and my girls, they bought me the entire Star Wars saga.
On Blu-ray? What?
With 40 hours of scenes and features that we've never seen ever before.
And you're going to watch them all.
Well, not till after the football season. All right, let's get to it, Jeffrey. We start with the Oakland Raiders going all the way across the country to face the Buffalo Bills. And for a while... Although, be it a brief while.
A while.
Oakland Raiders looked like they were, I was in the elevator. We were coming up to the stadium.
Yeah.
And we saw the score. And I'm like, dude, it's 21-0. And you're like, no, it isn't. I'm like, they just scored it. It's 21-0. And Mindy Box said, it's what? Remember? She was in the elevator.
Oh, that's right. That's
goes, it's what? I'm like, it's 21-0. Mindy, check out the score. And she's like, wow. And I'm like, yeah, but they're going to blow it.
Don't worry. They'll blow it somehow.
And sure enough.
They blew it.
The Oakland Raiders find a way to snatch victory. No, to snatch,
defeat from the jaws,
of victory. That's the line.
That's the line.
Why?
21-0. How do you blow a 21-0 lead?
Well, you see what happened. We went into halftime. It was 21-3. And we're like, we the Oakland Raiders, man. We Oakland
Raider Nation.
We just pound people. And then you start getting penalized and penalized, and you turn over the ball, and the next thing you know, Darren McFadden, who was responsible for getting you that 21-0 lead, fumbles the ball. The Fitzpatrick and the Buffalo Bills have a short field. Boom, quick strike, touchdown. Got a hand to the Raiders, though. They kept coming in. They kept taking
they
the lead
battled.
Back. Buffalo took the lead again, and Raiders will march down the field, scored a touchdown. Then Scott, you know, Scott Chandler, six-yard pass from Ryan Fitzpatrick.
How about that,
well, you
Scott
know what?
Chandler?
Jason Campbell, Denarius Moore, 50-yard touchdown passes. Like, man, the Raiders are going to do it. They almost let it slip away. But in the final minutes of the game, they allow Buffalo to march down the field. Ryan Fitzpatrick hits Nelson for a six-yard pass. And, Jeff, I don't know how you can get more wide open than this guy. And a crucial down near the end zone. The Oakland Raiders didn't even cover this guy. He's wide open in the back of the end zone. Have you seen that play yet? I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I've been looking for all my highlights, and I have not seen that one.
Jeff,
sorry.
He was wide open. And it's like, how did the Raiders – oh, man. They wind up losing the game 38-35. In a shootout up in Buffalo. Greg must be ecstatic.
Greg, I think, is afraid to be excited. I think
know.
All Bills fans are
you,
afraid
you
to be excited.
You should be, because next week you'll get your test.
You know you're near your destination. The more
you,
you're
I got a
slip
quick question
sliding
for you.
Away.
Next week, the Buffalo Bills.
It was a Paul Simon little fest there.
I know, but.
Okay, go ahead. Interrupting Paul Simon,
because it's just Paul Simon.
It's
the Buffalo Bills
Paul Simon.
Play the New England Patriots next weekend.
Yeah.
If they win that game,
it's a barometric pressure test.
3-0.
Well,
do you start giving some love? Do you start giving some love?
If the Bills beat the Patriots,
yes.
Steven, I will get a Buffalo tattooed to my buttock.
On your buttocks?
Yes.
I'm time stamping that. Give me the time right there. Time stamp it.
It's 21-20.
21-20 of episode 718. Because I will bring in a tattoo artist to tattoo
you
your
would.
Buttocks.
And if I was going to get a Buffalo, it might as well look like the Buffalo Bill logo.
Yeah, they actually got a cool. I mean, it's like
a
mean
cool Buffalo.
Buffalo. Yeah,
it's badass.
He's like a mean flying
it's badass.
Buffalo.
It's going to be on your ass, so.
No, the Bills.
Look, the Bills, all I want them to do is to make this game close. That's all I ask
That's
of them
all you
this
want?
Week.
You don't want them to win.
I really don't because, Steven, I've got the Patriots winning the Super Bowl.
You do.
And I have them losing
I still
one
don't see that, but
game.
Yeah.
Well, you don't win 400 or 920 yards passing in two weeks.
Yeah, but Jeff, your defense is giving up all kinds of you know, as well.
You can fix that, man.
All right. All right. Anyways, 38-35, the Bills
go to 2-0.
Look how
much time we took on these two teams.
It's the Bills and the Raiders. They looked impressed. They looked like they were playing football.
I'm the guy who said that I thought this would be a great game.
What do we do?
And you
said
I was silly.
I mocked you. I did laugh a little bit. But how often do we make fun of Raiders? Oh, you don't watch the Raiders, man. It was good football.
I tell you, the people in San Francisco, all of them were 49ers or Cowboys fans.
Yes.
So we're very, very interested in what was going on with Oakland. And not just for mocking purposes. They're like, oh, my God, this is actually significant.
But once again, I believe 8 penalties for 85 yards kills you in a game that you pretty much had control of.
Slip sliding.
All right, we'll move on. I'm trying to get to your document
you don't
here.
Want, you don't the want me to get to the rest
not,
of the Paul Simon
yes,
song.
No, I don't. We're moving away from Paul Simon. And we're going to Carolina, where the Green Bay Packers travel to Carolina to face the Panthers. And right now, people, they
Nothing
are singing.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
Stand and cheer for the Panthers.
Sam.
Stand and cheer for the team. The pride of both Carolinas. The city of the Queen
Carolina.
Stand and cheer for the Panthers. In our grand old day. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game.
I can't believe how many of the lyrics I remember.
That is pretty scary, but you know what? Do we have a queen in the United States?
No, we do not have a queen.
Why
Thank you for asking.
Why is it the city of the queen?
Look, that is a history lesson, and I've never been lucky enough to be in either of the Carolinas.
So you don't really know?
So Teresa will have to tell us. It's
you're
Charlotte
telling me
is the city of the queen.
The only way we'll ever find out why it's the city
it.
Of
I
the
mean,
queen is if we went to school, elementary school in
no,
Carolina.
It would probably help, though, if you had at least been okay. to the dang
no,
place.
No. You're right. Don't look it up. Don't look it up. We're moving on. No, we're not moving on. Cam Newton, dude. He threw for over 400 yards again.
The guy's the bomb.
Okay, Cam Newton torches the Green Bay Packers for 432 yards. When's the last time anybody threw for 400 yards on the Green Bay Packers?
When was the last time somebody I don't know. Probably, I don't know.
I think Drew Brees got pretty close last week.
I was thinking Drew Brees.
Yeah, but I don't think he went over 400, though. He was okay. In the 300 and something. Look, it's impressive performance. Cam Newton obviously has Carolina excited about the quarterback position against Steve Smith, 156 yards receiving. He is excited. I got somebody who can throw me the ball, Jeff. I got somebody who can throw me the ball. I mean, he had 156 yards on six catches, Jeff. That's an average of 26 yards per catch, man. He is like, I am alive for all those people who didn't take me to like the 13th round of fantasy football. Y'all, see, you all love me now.
Look, Steve, we never stop loving you. No. I still have a mini fat head up of you in my bedroom.
You do have the mini fat head.
Because I think Steve's great, but it's been sad. There's just been nothing going
no
on there.
To throw him the ball.
Stevie, here's the thing.
Yes.
The Queen City, Charlotte and its residents county are named in honor of Charlotte of Mecklenburg Streitz, who became the Queen Consort of British King George III the year before the city's founding.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. That's very not interesting.
It's not very interesting.
But, okay, so here are quarterbacks with consecutive 400-plus passing yard games. Are you ready?
Jeff Ellis.
Tom Brady has done it this year. Right. Back-to-back games. He's gone over 400. Cam Newton.
Jeez.
In 2008, when Matt Castle came in to replace Tom Brady, he had two back-to-back 400-yard
games. So that proves that this list is insignificant.
Well, let me keep going.
Oh.
In 2004, Billy Volek did it.
Oh.
Now,
snap, you don't want to be on this list.
You do have some pretty good quarterbacks.
Fine.
In the 80s, Dan Marino did it in 84, and Dan Fouts did it in 82.
Dan Fouts is a god. Look,
you have six names. You have Brady,
Hall of
Marino,
Fame.
Fultz, and then you have Newton, Castle, Volek.
Never. So, you know, there's a chance you could make this an even 3-3 kind of contest and the irrelevance and
three,
the Hall of Famers.
Three Hall of Famers, three
irrelevance.
Yeah.
Irrelevance. Billy Volek is irrelevant, Stephen.
So is Matt Castle.
And Matt Castle. At this point in time, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's a little early to write him off entirely.
It is, Jeff, but here's the deal. Cam Newton obviously
God
is
bless
coming
him.
Out and
that
showing.
That kid's awesome.
The dude's just got talent.
There's a part of me, Steven, that says I really want to see him this year.
Are you going to be a Carolina fan?
No. Oh, heavens okay. No. I declared.
Like, you're
and
ditching?
My team went up and beat the top barely out of the Minnesota Vikings
settle
on
down.
The road in that dome.
Settle down.
That's so
I'll
horrible.
Give him, I'll give them the fact that they came back from a 17-0 deficit.
And Josh Freeman did it with his arm. I saw those highlights.
He got help from LeGarrette Blount.
And he turned it over. LeGarrette Blount was
LeGarrette
awesome.
LeGarrette Blount was a beast. But anyways, right now, the Carolina Panthers. Look, I'm very happy for them. This is what I want to say about the Carolina Panthers.
Say
very
it.
Very happy for
we'll
them.
Stop
excited about Cam Newton's play. But you know, at the end of the day, you need to give me a W.
Absolutely.
You need to get me a double.
But you know what? At the end of the day, it's not his job to get. It's not his job to. Hey.
I am not listening to Jeffrey, but he's still talking. I am not listening.
I've stopped talking.
You got to get me a W. You got to get me a W. That's all.
Is it all on the quarterback?
No.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
It's all, buddy. I'll give you an is all.
Oh, that's strange.
All right. Strange. No, but I do. I mean, it's exciting to watch, but until they get wins.
You're absolutely right, Steven. It's all for naught. But Carolina fans can be excited that their team can
get
be
excited.
Headed in the right direction.
Get excited. They are in the right
And look, Ron
now,
Rivera,
guy,
what do
the,
we know about Ron Rivera? We like
good
him.
Defense, he's, but that's the thing is his defense is what's lacking right
okay,
now.
Okay, but that means he probably, like a lot of.
Is over-focusing on the offense right now?
Well, here's the thing. Whenever you get a new head coach, brand new to the league, and they come as a coordinator of a specific position, they usually get in over their heads. and they find that it is best to find a coordinator for that position also that they can completely hand the duties off to so they can focus on the entire team.
Right.
I think about so many coaches over time. Jeff Fisher tended to do that, tend to micromanage and things like that instead of to be a head coach. Trust your assistants to do their jobs.
Let them do
and
what
Ron
they
Rivera
do.
May need to find that, unfortunately, because we think the world, he came out of San Diego, did a great job.
All right, the final score, Green Bay 30, Carolina 23. They hung around. They hung around with the defending Super Bowl champs. Let's see how they do from this point forward. There will be no Cam Newton tattoo. I'm strongly considering painting Cam Newton's likeness on my vehicle and
on
driving
a fingernail?
It around town. Maybe. Maybe on a fingernail.
It's the time for the quick hits 30-minute drill.
There you go. You ready? Kansas City at Detroit. We've really pretty much talked about this. Give me the roar. Give me the – oh, you don't got – I got to give them a roar. I'm officially giving the Lions roars.
It's too little, too late.
I don't have it on my thing. I don't have roars.
It's too little, too late, baby.
Can I give them some Nirvana?
Why?
Because there's a Lions. They're just rocking right now.
They're
rocking
Lions?
My world. Yeah, bring them. Was this one of the teams I want to jump on the bandwagon?
Yes.
Am I jumping on this? Oh, I'm on the bandwagon, baby. Woo! Yes! I'm just excited. You found a lion! We got the lion! Give me one more!
I don't know if it made it on. Because it just played on my computer, and I don't think it loops through.
Yeah, well, I'm hearing it in my headset, well, so that's all I need.
I know it's in your headset, but I'm pretty sure it's not making it through.
48-3 beat down of the Kansas City Chiefs. I am also, what bandwagon am I on again?
You're on 31 teams.
all of them except the Redskins.
Pretty much.
No. I got Houston, I got Cleveland in the AFC, and Dallas and Detroit in the NFC.
I thought we were in 2-minute mode.
Okay, but Jeffrey, seriously though, did you expect this?
Detroit Man, Lions to be 2-0?
This was our eliminator pick this week. We both took the Lions.
Damn straight we
did. Eliminator. And isn't it cool that you don't have to sweat it out?
When your eliminator beats a team by 45 points, you're pretty happy because you're not really worrying.
No, you don't have to
You're
worry.
Focusing on other things.
Because, like, the week before, we took Arizona.
We sweated
losing,
that one out.
You're losing to Carolina. But this one, you're just like, huh, yeah, we knew it.
What I hate is in big money eliminators, Steven, you get 2 picks.
Yes.
For $15 to win $125,000 or something. $25,000. And Steven still has both of his available to him.
Yes, I did.
I lost one of my lifelines, and I'm kind of bummed about that last week.
You did. I
have to be really careful.
I did sweat with one because Buffalo was my pick.
Jeez, other one?
So, yeah. So, I had Detroit. That was my main one. But then I had Buffalo in the other one. And I sweated it out. So, I'm still available there. Good for the Detroit Lions. I'm glad on the bandwagon. If you guys want to join me
Kansas
on the bandwagon.
Kansas City Chiefs fans, going to be a long season. We're sorry.
And there's nothing that we
injuries,
can do about that.
You know, I'm sorry, Steve. We got to fly. But I got to say this. I have so many football-related thoughts.
Say it.
That if we had the 2.5 hours. This show would be profound.
I know. Spit it.
Okay. The Kansas City Chiefs will not know if they're a good team or not this year because of injuries.
Okay. I can buy that.
They won the division last year, and most people said they shouldn't have. And then they came in, and they were going to prove everybody wrong, and now they've got all these injuries. So now they don't know.
Yeah, you can't know.
And that, I don't think there's anything worse than not knowing about your organization.
All right, you know who doesn't know about the organization either?
Was that a segue?
The Indianapolis Colts. We'll head to Indianapolis.
They know about the organization.
Play the Cleveland Browns.
They're after that, Peyton.
I got to ask you a question. You changed this pick. You went to Indy. I was trying to keep you over with Cleveland.
What happened was Steven insisted that the Colts would win 5 games
this year.
They're
going to win 5 games.
So I figured that they would spread them out throughout the season, and so this would be one of them because they're playing stinky poo-poo Cleveland Browns.
Here's what I feel with the Colts. They got a new toy now. It's like
Kerry Collins is a new toy?
Well,
he's an old broken-down toy.
It's a hand-me-down.
Did you see toys? He was the little thing with the head that was missing.
Even though it's a head, because look, I come from a family where I'm the youngest of 10. Yeah. I got a lot of hand-me-down toys.
Yeah, you guys
but even
poor.
Though it was a hand-me-down toy,
it was new to you.
It was new to me. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen. It'd been around the block.
Who cares? It was scratched
it's
and there was no paint
now.
On
it's
it.
It's mine, and I'm like, oh, no more having. Can I play with your toy? It's mine.
And it smelled like canned ham. That was okay.
The thing about the new hand-me-down toy is, it takes a while to figure out all the little kinks and stuff,
and certainly how to get
how to use it and how to play
how
with
to
it.
Get the sticky parts unstuck.
That's exact. See, that's the greatest. That's the best analogy I've ever done ever on the show.
It's a simile.
You're a poop.
I don't know. But no, it's our listeners that are poops, Steven. Let's just be honest.
So it's going to take, Jeff, it's going to take a while for the Colts to find out what they got. And because, look, this is what happened against the Browns. They were moving the ball, but then they got in the red zone, and they had to settle for field goals. Why? Because plays that worked with Peyton Manning, number 18 under center, aren't working with Kerry Collins. And you got to figure out what's going to work now that we do not have number 18 on our team. Once they figure that out, they'll win some games later on down the road.
But not right now.
27-19, the Browns. Hopefully they use this to bounce back, because I'm on that bandwagon too. Moving on to Minnesota, where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Minnesota. And, oh my gosh, I think, who was it, a Bradshaw from Fox, who said, it's time for the Vikings to end the Donovan McNabb experiment. Dude, he gave them a 17-0 lead.
They asked us on Sky Sports this week, TV on Friday.
Why is everybody asking this question?
Well, first of all, Rich wrote the question, so you got to ask him.
Okay.
Usually I have a little bit more input in what we get asked and what we answer. But Rich wrote this, and it seemed fair that Donovan looked what was the word that Rich used in the script that Julian changed?
Rubbish.
He looked like rubbish.
Yes.
And Julian couldn't dare say that about somebody that he didn't know very well. So he said he didn't play very well.
He didn't play very well, yes.
And then they showed
How
a lot
of
videotape of
him
getting sacked
and throwing picks.
They showed
and
all
stuff.
Those videotapes. And I think I made it clear. This was an elite quarterback who may be done.
He may be done.
But we don't know. The fact is he's been jerked around for so many years recently that we have no idea.
And yeah, the thing
it may
is,
be that you can mark it back to Andy Reid pulling him off the field for that couple of series back, I don't know, 4 years ago? Yeah, 3 years ago before he was traded to Washington, before Mike Shanahan even came to town to screw with his head.
Here's the thing, though. You are at home, and you have a 17-point lead. Look, I can understand why the Raiders go on the road and they have a 21-0 lead and they lose the game. I can understand that.
What happens?
That is forgivable. You're on the road, house environment, all the way across the country.
Sure.
The Minnesota Vikings are at home. You've built a 17-0 halftime lead, and you can't come out in the second half and only muster 3 points at home in that environment with the crowd behind you. Very disappointing. Very happy for your younger team. Very happy. They showed.
Look.
At halftime, they could have withered and died and been the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They could have. However, they did some major halftime adjustments, and they continued, despite being down by multiple scores, continued to hand the ball
to
LeGarrette Blount. And, Steven, that made all the difference in the world, that they didn't panic.
They did.
That they ran the rock despite being down multiple scores. That let them run a balanced attack. That let guys get open
deep.
And
I'll go one more further. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers still down. They get the ball. Josh Freeman, they get into the red zone. They're getting ready to tie the game up. Freeman throws a pick in the end zone.
Oh, that was awful.
And that could have been the end of the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Absolutely.
That would have been the end of them. But no, they came back. They won the game 24-20. Good for the younger team there. And Haley,
you
can be hungry whenever you want, sweetie. All right, the Chicago Bears travel to New Orleans. Down under. Can we call it down under?
No, that's Australia.
That is Australia. But you know how some people say that New Orleans is kind of like the Australia of the United States?
I've never heard that.
Okay, because I just made it up.
That's good, because I'd like you to back that one up.
You know how people say New Orleans is like the
Australia.
That's
a good one. That's a good one. Okay. I think you may have found a new hobby for me, which is making metaphors and similes that don't make any sense. You know how videotapes are like daisies? No, actually, I don't. Yeah, me neither. I was hoping you could help me there.
Just make it up for me. Anyways, look, heavy heart game for the Bears, Brian Urlacher. I still think that what ESPN did, unforgivable.
Accidental and unforgivable.
I'm sure it was accidental, but you know what?
It got through several levels of editorial. What did they post, Steven?
They posted after the game was over
that the Saints buried the Bears. It's like
the day
really?
After Brian Urlacher.
Really?
And his family, you know, buries his mother.
Really?
They used some poor form. But anyways, the New Orleans Saints came out. And just like I told you, Jeff, I thought the Bears, other circumstances being different.
Equal?
Being different.
Different.
I think the Bears come in here and play a little bit better.
Sure.
I think defensively they
were Saturday
a little
they
fun.
Were at a funeral.
They were.
They went and chartered an entire plane just to do that. One of the teammates of and he had no intention, Brian Urlacher, of shutting down this entire organization for his own personal things. But the team rallied around their emotional leader and said, you know what, Brett? We got your back, and we're going to get a plane, and we're going to be out there with you.
I think Forte has come out, Jeffrey, and said, you know what? I'm tired of Miranda calling me Pianissimo. And the dude is just playing ball, lights out right now.
Yeah, he's
it also helps that you know he's in a contract year.
Always helps when you're in a contract
year.
So,
dude, just looking really good. But the deal is, Jeffrey, at the end of the day, Jay Cutler sacked 6 times. That's 11 sacks in 2 games. That's not good.
11 sacks
in two games. It's not good. The Saints defense, just like you said, Greg Williams was going to bring this kitchen sink at Jay Cutler. Knocked him around a little bit. Final score there, New Orleans 30-13. I like how the Saints and Drew Brees are just – they're doing it with – they're missing Marcus Colson out 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Lance Moore is not in there. They're doing it with Henderson, with Meacham, with Darren Sproles. Now, there was a controversial call. Did you see the Darren Sproles touchdown where looked like he stepped out at the 5-yard line?
No, sir.
But it was a touchdown and
– No, sir.
Everyone's like, I thought you were supposed to review every touchdown because they didn't review it.
Why not?
Mike Pereira, you know, who used to be the
NFL. I know
NFL
Mike Pereira. Works for Fox.
Yeah, so Mike is like, I'm really confused by this call.
Oh, my God. Mike Pereira said that?
Yeah. He's like, because I'm pretty sure that the booth is supposed to review every touchdown, but I think what the league is telling the booth review official, speed up your decision, make a decision quicker on whether you need to review it or not, and they simply just missed this one. So
that's
they missed.
The point is to not miss these.
Jeff, it is that clear
is,
as day.
Is that not the point of doing this change, Steven?
That is exactly why they're doing it this way.
Then don't screw it up.
Well, they did. And I'm seeing the replay right now. The dude is out by a mile.
Got a
as
lot
much
of
as
replays
I love,
to look at.
I love little Darren Sproles, but he was clearly out. They gave him the touchdown. Anyways, 30-13, the final there. You got to have a little controversy every
looking
once in a while.
Looking forward. I think I'm going to watch the fastest 3 minutes in sports like 5 times. Because we missed a lot of football because we were traveling.
We did. All right, the Jacksonville Jaguars traveled to New York to face the New York
Jaguars.
How did the Jets get back-to-back Jaguars. Weekend home games to open the season?
Because last year they didn't get to open the new Meadowlands Stadium.
They did.
The Giants did. But they didn't get to open it. They had to
But
play
they
second.
Opened it on
Monday night.
Night
the next day. Then it was the next day. I don't know. Schedule makers, they make up for
nice
it later.
To the Jets?
No,
they're,
that's not
no.
why. It's just happening.
Nice
the schedule, part of it is the lockout again, Steven.
Yes.
They had to be very intentional about the schedule that all the bye weeks are going to line up so they could eliminate one of the bye weeks. And you've had some really strange opening schedules.
I want to give you a stat line, if I can, from this
Please
game.
Please do.
Luke McCown, 6 of 19.
Oh, God. I know. 1.8.
6 of 19.
Alex Trebek, what is 1.8?
6 of 19.
4 interceptions.
59 yards.
4 picks. 0 TDs.
4 picks.
That equals a QB rating of 1.8.
1.8 QB rating.
They went to Blaine Gabbert, and I'm just going off the top of my head from what I read last night. Went 5 for 6 for
5 for 6, 70, 52 yards.
52 yards. No touchdowns there.
No.
But, look, at least an improvement. Come on.
Now, on what planet? Please, because I know there's other planets out there.
There are.
On what planet
we are not alone.
Is Luke McCown a better quarterback to lead this football team than David Garrard?
Luke, I'm your father. There's
Steven, you
there
might
is
be
no,
my father,
there
but
is
I,
no
there
planet.
Is no planet,
there
right?
There is no planet, no.
So why didn't the Jags just come to David and be like, look, David, here's the deal. We're going to cut you because we can't really pay you $9 million.
I think I'd start with I'm sorry.
If you want,
I'm just. You might want to slow it down. Try it again, Steve.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
right. David. Listen, I'm sorry.
There you. Now you got David's attention.
But here's the situation. We can't pay you $9 million because, you know, we made a mistake in giving you that big fat contract.
And you're not that good a quarterback.
And we don't feel that you're worth the $9
million.
You're
not quite Peyton Manning.
But you are better than what we got behind you.
A ton better.
So let us restructure your contract, bring it down to a respectable $3.5 million, $4 million.
Yeah.
And you can still be our starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And that way the owners are good and they're happy, you know, that and you can still play football with us.
Who was doing the rumor of him coming to San Francisco?
Buddy Maiocco.
Matt Maiocco?
Matt Maiocco.
He don't just say stuff like that, man.
No, he says that the Niners are talking with – come on, dude. They got to talk to his agent. If you're the Niners organization, you have to talk to his agent.
Okay. Now, we got to tell this story. Dang it, we got.
We are. We
got.
We do.
Okay, I spent most of yesterday looking for an Alex Smith jersey in the in the stadium.
That was
not
rough.
To buy on someone's back.
No, yeah, someone wearing an Alex Smith jersey.
And I would say 10-1. I saw Joe Montana, Jerry Rice,
Steve Young.
I saw the occasional current player of Frank Gore.
There's some Patrick Willis.
Patrick Willis love. Even some Takeo Spikes, even though he doesn't play there anymore.
And a couple of Vernon Davis.
Yep.
The tight end.
He had some VD. And Then he got better.
Yeah.
And so last night we're at the bar at the airport watching Sunday Night Football. And who sits next to me wearing a number 11? Some guy.
Who,
we're in a number 11
and we're
jersey.
Like, oh, my God, Jeffrey, finally, look.
I'm at the bar 3 hours after the game. We were in the bar for 3 hours,
yeah,
so it was 4 hours after the game, and I finally find a number 11 at the airport.
They changed the gate. When we first arrived to the airport, they said our flight was leaving out of gate 32A.
That's true. That's the only reason we saw it was because they changed our gate.
That's right. So
we went late to our flight, and then we found out it was the other end of the airport.
Yeah, that's gate 31.
Well, you're at 32. Your gate's at 31.
He's like, we changed this
2 hours ago. Somebody sitting down says, yeah, good luck with that. We're like, that's only a difference of one. He says, no. No, that's the other end of the airport.
It's like, dude. It's like, wait a minute. He's like, we changed that 2 hours ago. I'm like, we've been at the airport for the last 4 hours watching football in the bar.
Someone could have come and told us.
Yeah, that was very interesting. Okay. But we didn't make our flight.
We now go triple speed.
We must move on. The final there, 32-3. The Jets just blanked. Ooh,
the Seahawks.
Jaguars.
At the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where the Steelers were 14.5-point favorites, and you're like, wow, that's a lot of points.
I am very – you know what I'm excited for, Jeffrey?
Football.
I am not excited to see power rankings, but I'm excited to see your power rankings this week. So I want to see where Seattle is.
DFL. Dead freaking last.
The Seattle Seahawks, dead freaking last. They could not muster a point against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, they did get after Ben Roethlisberger, smacked him around a little bit. Roethlisberger left the game with an injury, but he came back. Yeah, he came back. He finished the game 24-0.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, if Bradshaw is asking the Vikings when they're going to end the Donovan McNabb experience, someone needs to be asking Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks when they're ending the Tavares Jackson experiment. I mean, isn't that a fair question?
Yeah, but, you know, you've got an offensive coordinator you brought over. You brought Sidney Rice over because
Sidney Rice ain't playing in 2 games.
We're going to use this whole little package, and it's going to get us through. Pete Carroll. Someone's got to ask, forget about the Tavares Jackson experiment. When is the Pete Carroll experiment done?
They're trying because to throw you can the only ball look to good. Ben
and by the way, he's very pale because there's no sun
up
there.
And Ben Baldwin or whatever. They got nobody. All right. 24-0.
Seattle Stinky Boo Boo.
Shut out Seattle Seahawks. It's been a while. All right.
We got 10 minutes to do the rest of these games so that we could do the questions that we promised we'd answer.
The Tennessee Titans host
the Baltimore Ravens.
And who saw this coming?
The answer
Raise
is
your
no
hand
one.
If you saw this coming,
send us an email. We'll believe you. You don't even have to prove it.
No.
But if you were pretty sure that this was going to happen, send us an email, and we will send you a T-shirt. And not just a white T-shirt, a Rancid Rage T-shirt.
Do you know how many emails we're going to get?
No,
everybody's
going to
say
the thing I love about our listeners?
Yeah.
They're good people.
Are they honest?
They're honest people.
Because I would just send an email saying, I want a
shirt. They're drinkers, but they're honest. Okay?
But, see, all I'm saying is if it were
and
me...
And as I said, you're a liar. I told people you're a liar. So if it doesn't matter and no one's going to get hurt, you're going to lie. But you're not a listener. You're a host.
That's so freaking wrong, dude.
Okay. So just send us an email if you really believe this would happen.
Can you tell me the final
score there? It was 26-13. They had no trouble covering. And
what do you mean you covering? They won the game.
They had no trouble covering the over under. That's what I meant, but not as far as the outcome. The outcome was bizarre. It was Tennessee plus six.
I'm looking,
and
real
if you
quick.
Get Tennessee plus six, that makes 32. That meant that basically there were a 19 point swing between the line and reality.
Okay, Jeffrey. So I just looked at our pick'em game that we are running on our website.
And how many people had Baltimore?
Everybody with the exception of three.
Okay.
Dragufea.
So this free T-shirt, by the way, expires at midnight tonight. It's 3 p.m. The show will be up by 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gives you several hours
Benjamin,
to claim your prize.
Benjamin Andres.
If you hear this before midnight Pacific time, and send it an email, you get a free T-shirt.
Don't say that.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Because they deserve it, Steven. That's now how they do on their week, on those individuals. Not very well. Okay. Well, now that's a different story. I mean, one thing if you got to 14 and won by doing that.
Okay, the guys who took Tennessee won the Dragufea. He's got four right so far.
Four right?
Yeah, and he's...
No, you do not get a T-shirt.
He's got four right, and he's got the Rams going tonight.
You do not get a T-shirt. You're
the
picking
other guy,
against...
Benjamin Anders, who's got Tennessee, has got eight right, and he's got the Rams going tonight.
Okay, you had to finish above 500 this week. Because otherwise you're tossing coins, throwing darts, and you're doing it drunk. Okay,
there
Arizona
is,
and Washington.
UK Viking... He did. He was the only other one to get it right, and he has 12 picks right so far.
You've got till midnight.
UK Viking, you have till midnight. All right.
Shoot us an email. Shoot me an email. Jeff@RARN.net, and I promise you, we will get you a T-shirt.
Okay, good stuff. Moving on. The final there. All I'm saying for the Baltimore Ravens, I think you got a little too high.
I think they got spread a little thin with that win over the Steelers, Steven.
I
don't know that they got high. I think that it was expected to
I'm
be such a
high in the word of emotional
high.
Oh,
okay. Well, yeah.
They didn't like, you know.
They didn't bounce back from the emotion, that's for sure. They showed little.
Yeah.
Arizona at Washington. By the way, both those teams, Baltimore, Tennessee, go to 1-1.
I just want you to know that I'm very happy that I changed this pick. This was one of my pick changes.
Yep.
I flopped from Arizona to Washington. But had Gano missed that field goal at the end,
Gano,
I would have been really angry, dude.
Yeah, seriously. But Graham Gano kicked it through at the buzzer to give them the win. And
I don't know who did the replay last night, but they said, and Gano for the win. Yes!
Gano. Yes, I get it.
Yes, it was.
That sounds like an Espen thing. Arizona at Washington. Washington wins, goes to 2-0. And I'm going to knock out a question just to make sure. Lee wants to know, from all the teams who are 2-0, who is the most surprising? Washington Redskins.
I would say Buffalo Bills. I would not.
Okay,
I would
you're
not
right.
Have,
you're right. Yeah.
Toss up. I still think Buffalo Bills.
Okay, probably.
I still think Buffalo Bills.
There you go. You got your question answered.
The Redskins, look, the Cardinals took look, I love the carry the corn on the cob connection.
Corn on the cob, yeah.
To Larry Fitzgerald. That touchdown pass was sweet. I don't care what anybody says. It was beautiful. Larry Fitzgerald did most of the work, but it was a great touchdown pass.
I haven't seen that one yet.
You said this almost every
time. I read, but I haven't seen video.
Okay. All right. Okay, you have to see video. So nice touchdown pass there. And they're leading. I mean, you got to find a way to keep the lead. I know it's on the road. This is another one, like the Raiders, forgivable because you had to go all the way across the country, blah, blah, blah. I've already said my piece on that. But you got to find a way to do it. They couldn't in the Redskins' late field goal, 22-21. All right.
Dallas, San Francisco, we talked about a little bit.
We did.
What's shocking is just simply how banged up the team was. I'll try and get some photos up
just
for everybody.
Just real quick, Jeffrey, the thing is that, and I think people need to understand that, because if they didn't watch the game or they don't know much about it.
It'll be on NFL replay tomorrow night.
At the end of the game, the final 8 minutes of that football game and overtime, no Dez Bryant, no Miles Austin. No Felix Jones. No starting center Phil Costa.
Tony Romo, who cannot call an audible because he can't
say anything at the line of scrimmage because he's got two broken bones.
And he can't even change his clothes because he's got two cracked ribs.
And those final drives for the Cowboys, he led them on an 80-yard touchdown drive. He led them on a 56-yard drive to get in position for the game-tying field goal. And then that 77-yarder in overtime to Jesse Hawley to get in position to kick
If we were more organized, I'd play you my Jason Witten interview from after the game. And he was downright emotional, as was Jason Garrett. And so I've got photos and audio.
Very impressive.
Maybe I'll try and put them with the
Hopefully
pictures.
The Cowboys get healthy enough to
take
care of
If the game's dull tonight, maybe I'll put it all together.
Okay,
in audio and video.
All right, the Denver Broncos hosting the Cincinnati Bengals.
Really bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Denver's bad.
Cincinnati's bad. What happened?
Is we used to be good.
Tim Tebow played wide receiver.
No, Tim Tebow got in the game, Steven. That's how you sell the joke.
Okay.
Tim Tebow got in the game.
Tim Tebow got in the game. As a wide receiver. Andy Dalton hooks up again with
AJ
Green. I'm telling you, there's some rookie quarterbacks out there that are playing some good football.
They may be good someday.
They're playing some good football. And AJ Green certainly outperforming Julio Jones to date.
Up to date, that is absolutely correct.
Very nice pick there.
And frankly,
up for
Mark Ingram. As far as rookie of the year offensive goes, I got him at AJ Green.
AJ Green right now.
And by the way, I think I said so at the draft.
Okay.
I said, I like him.
He was good. He's looking good. AJ Green, 124 yards on 10 catches, dude. If you're playing and a touchdown, you're playing in a PPR league, that's 12, 22, 10. 28. That's like 30 points from the rookie.
Targets are almost everything. Forget PPR or regular.
Yeah.
As many times as you're targeted and catch a ball, that is going to be about how much your points you're going to put up. If a guy's getting 8 balls a game, you're getting more than 10 points. Count on it.
Andy Dalton threw for over 300 yards in this game.
Terrific.
If it wasn't for Cam Newton and the 400 yards passing that he's
been
putting up.
People would be talking about Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton would be getting some play. Anyways, Houston, the final there, 24-22. Both those teams are 1-1. Jeffrey, everybody in that AFC North, 1-1.
It's tied.
1-1. I can't. I want some more football. Where are we going? Where are we going this weekend?
We're going home this weekend.
Uncle Jeff, where are we going this weekend?
We're going to be in front of our TVs this weekend, and then we're going to Atlanta.
That means we're not
going to
be together because you don't ever come to my house.
I don't ever come to your house, but you can come to my house.
But I'll have like 5 games at my house.
Okay. That's interesting.
Ooh,
to me.
And seven. We can have 7 games.
How are you dialing up individual games?
I can't tell you that on air.
I can tell you how it's not happening.
I can tell you that off air.
Most streams have been shut down.
I can tell you off air.
I could use an email from somebody giving me a little bit of advice here.
Okay.
Because the things I used to have in my back pocket.
They're gone from
me? That back pocket's empty.
All right. Well, I'll give you a new pocket. How about that? 24, we moved on from that one. The Houston Texans travel to Miami to face the Dolphins. And all I have to say about this game is, one, I'm a little upset that you use Aaron Foster when you probably shouldn't have used Aaron Foster.
Yep.
And now he's hurt again.
He's
Take
not
that,
hurt
Houston.
Again. He's hurt more.
Hurt more. He just re-aggravated the hammy again.
Miami, what did Chad Henne show us that he's amongst the elite? Not.
Yeah, he came back down a notch, didn't he?
And I was camping on some of my love for Brian Hartline, and I picked him up everywhere. Because if he had another 10-point week, I was going to sell him to a bunch of chumps. And I can't now, Stephen.
You can't, because he really didn't do much.
He didn't do anything. Thanks, Brian.
He didn't do much. It was a very interesting win. It was one of those games where Houston, Jeffrey, they should have just knocked it out of the park.
Yes, and they didn't.
And they didn't. They let the Dolphins hang around. Final there, 23-13, Houston over Miami. Jeffrey.
Although, let's say this. Wade Phillips got that defense going.
Oh, that defense is humming. I will agree
that.
San
the late
Diego
game on Sky.
Traveled to New England to face the Patriots.
It's supposed to be a fabulous game, and it almost was once.
Look, it was a close game. Up until the Chargers started throwing some turnovers at the end.
Yeah.
And you
Phil.
Yeah, Phil, you gotta protect the ball a little bit better, dog. You can't be throwing picks like that late in the game when
you told everybody on Sky that the Tampa Bay Minnesota game wasn't going to be very good and the San Diego New England game was going to be really good, and it ended up being backwards.
Well, it was kind of good.
Yeah, it wasn't though that good.
Well, the final
the
score.
Patriots, no,
well,
see, Brady throws you, for another 400
if
some
you're
yards.
Looking at the final score of 35-21, no, it does not look
That's
pretty good.
That's two touchdowns.
But it was really close at one point. It was 20-14 at one point late in the third quarter. It looked like it was, you know, game on. And then, you know, you cannot turn over the ball. Here's the other thing, too. Fourth and goal from the one. I'm not going to tell the Saints and the Chargers anymore. This is the last time I'm telling
Steve
these teams.
Saying this for the last time. Come
when you got away with quarterbacks named Drew Brees and Philip Rivers, you do not stack your line and try to run it when you don't have a power running game. You spread the field. You put the rock in the hand of your man, your quarterback, and let him put it in the end zone. That's all I'm going to say with that.
Couldn't agree with you more, baby.
35-21, New England over the Chargers. Final game,
Atlanta,
Sunday night
we
football.
Talked about, fortunately.
Oh, Michael Vick going down.
And look, this was
He's
a challenge
down.
Game.
He looked like this. It was like a, oh, yeah.
Rope-a-dope.
Yeah, the rope-a-dope.
And
challenge
so,
game.
You know, I'm, of course, that special person that everyone knows and loves.
I am the smartest man alive!
Yeah,
but not
you know
because
I'm
of injury.
Of? You know what I'm tired of? I'm tired of injuries helping you win games,
it's happened
man.
Twice. Every other time you've lost, it's because you took the Seahawks.
I did lose an awful lot with the Seahawks.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
You come on, man. I had a 10-point lead. Everything was good. Then Mike Vick goes down, and I'm like,
the Eagles were rolling.
Come on, dude.
Atlanta was
Seriously?
On the defensive. Matt Ryan was running for his life on every play.
Yeah. You know what? That Eagles defense, though, should concern Philly fans. Okay. Because although they did get after the quarterback, when you got a 10-point lead, Jeff, you got to knock games away. You got to put games away. You got to find a way to get your offense back on the field. The Philly defense could not do that. They allowed 14 points.
Shotgun Q&A. Ready?
Yeah.
After 2 weeks of throwing 400-plus yards, can Cam Newton steal the Carolina Panthers some wins this season? Wayne wants to know.
Maybe.
Yes. Ed wants to know, the same one I posted earlier, are we going to see Steven's butt with a likeness of the icon?
No.
No. Jeff, Ed says, never mind.
Alex.
Oh, good. Alex, do you think there should have been a call of roughing the passer on the Eagles-Falcons game, given the amount of intentional hits that Michael Vick took?
No, but I will talk
I don't
about
really
the
understand your question,
but Robinson okay. hit on Jeremy Maclin. That's getting reviewed by
it's
the league.
Going to get fined just because of the same two people were involved this year, unfortunately. What chance of Lions winning the NFC South? And I'm a Packers fan. I say reasonable.
I am. Jeff, we need to go see Lions-Packers. Next.
Next. More
how
Cam questions.
How far away is Jim Irsay from Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
Simon, thank you.
Oh, good one. All right. Is Steven driving the Cam Newton bandwagon? Now, if anybody wants to paint Cam Newton on the side of my vehicle, come do it, and I'll drive it around all over town.
Wow, we got a Raiders fan that says, do you think the NFL should change game times to 59 minutes, 40 seconds? Then
Instead
Oakland would be 2-0. Just win, baby. I love that.
Well,
thank
you know what?
You.
The Cowboys would be 2-0 in that case, too. So.
I love that. Okay. That's what we got for you.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Out.